Their idols were on the beasts and the cattle. Your carriages were heavily loaded, a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. So God draws this picture of a big idol on a wagon being carried around somewhere. And he says, that's a false god. A false god has to be carried. It can't carry anyone. It gets loaded on a wagon and dragged around by draft animals. But then he says this, listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am. Even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, I will carry, and will deliver you. Let's pray. Father, focus our hearts, quiet our minds. Help us to hear the living voice of the Son of God as He promises to be not only our Maker, but our Sustainer. Help us to entrust ourselves to Him, to learn to be carried by Jesus Christ. Father, we repudiate the false gods and the idols that have to be carried around, a bunch of heavy baggage in our lives. And we lay ourselves entirely upon You. We put ourselves in Your hands. You sustain us. You have upheld us from birth, and You will continue to guide us even beyond death. So help us to hear Your word now, the word of the great I Am, in whose name we pray. Amen. So God draws that picture of the big stone idol on the wagon, and then He says, now listen to me. If you belong to Israel, if you're one of God's people today, I have upheld you from birth. You have been carried from the womb. That's God's word to His people. False gods have to be carried by their human beings who make them and maintain them. The true God carries His people. And He doesn't just do it sometimes. Think of the Footprints poem, I carried you at the hardest times. God carries us at the hardest times, but He carries us all the time. That's the message here. You've been upheld by God from birth. And then He promises, very similar to Psalm 71, to your old age, I am. Babies can't carry themselves. They're born unable to walk, unable even to roll over, much less crawl. Babies have to be carried to go anywhere. And the same happens to us often in old age. I can't get myself there. I can't move this wheelchair. I'm stuck until somebody wants to move me. The psalmist recognizes that. God recognizes that, and He says, when you're old, I am. When He says I am, what is He referring to? He's referring to the name that He revealed to Moses at the burning bush. The name I am, which means that He's totally self-sufficient. That He has and is in Himself everything He needs. God doesn't need anything outside Himself. We need a floor to stand on. We need air to breathe. We need water. We need light. We need food. God needs none of those things. When we're young, when we're old, when we're injured, we need somebody to carry us around, to move us, to bring us things. But God appeals to His name, I Am, and says, whether you're a baby, whether you're old, whether you're in the prime of life, wherever you are at on the path of a human lifespan, I don't change. I am. God will never be weak. God will never be needy. God will never get old and senile and unable to take care of His people. That's why He tells us, I am, and you can entrust yourself to me. Even to gray hairs, I will carry you. He refers us not just to his name, I am, but to his activity, I have made. Why does God carry us? Because we're his. He fashioned us from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, bought us with the blood of his own son. So he says, I made you, I bought you, you're mine. All of us are carrying some kind of load. Maybe a light load by the world's standards. Maybe a heavy load, lots of work, lots of pain, lots of sickness. God says, give me the burden. Let me carry it. I will sustain you. Put yourself in my hands. I have made and I will bear, I will carry, and I will deliver you. How do we put ourselves in God's hands? How do we hand our burden over to him? Because that's what the passage is encouraging us to do, to respond to the promise of God who says, I made you and I will carry you, by saying, God, I'm letting you carry me. It doesn't mean that we should stop doing what we're able to do. It doesn't mean that we should just lie down on the floor and say, well, God will carry me through the rest of my life. Rather, God carries us by us putting our trust in him. He carries us when we say, mentally, I don't have to worry about that. I do what I can. I fulfill the calling of God as best as I can. But it's in God's hands from the beginning, and I leave it there. So maybe my health is gone and it's not coming back. I can sit and think about that all day long. Oh, I wish I had the health I used to have. Oh, I wish I had the ability, the skill that I used to have. You can carry that burden yourself by constantly meditating on it, or you can hand it to God by saying, God took my health. I was in his hands before when I was healthy, and I'm still in his hands now when I'm sick. And so you hand that over to him. In other words, learning to be carried by God is largely a mental process of learning the trust to stop worrying, to let it go, to let him take it. Why can we do that? Because he's not the idol that we have to carry around. He's not baggage for us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, and he carries us through life, to old age, to gray hairs. Let's pray. Father, we entrust ourselves to you now. You made us. You will carry us. Human beings are solicitous for the idols they made and drag them through the desert on wagons. How much more so do you care for the living creatures of dust that you have made? Father, help us to know you as the great I am, the one who will never change, the one who will never stop caring or carrying his people. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.